Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Provided the public health trends continue, effective May 29th, the gathering limit will be increased to 200 people indoors and 250 people outdoors.
Vacations together, movies together, dinner together.
Getting together with friends, going to the park for a picnic without needing to mask up.
If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
And you got to keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The point is that we have to find a way to hold officers accountable so they will stop shooting people. You know, for example, we need to spend a lot more time, resources, and emphasis on de-escalation training.
I've said it before. If you hate cops just because they're cops, then feel free to call a criminal, call a meth head.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. A texter reminds me that there is a vote today in the town of Wakefield. The school committee voted 5-2 to remove the mascot of the Wakefield High School athletic teams. It was a warrior. It was an Indian with a big headdress, a nice looking rendition of an Indian with a headdress. Now the Wakefield School Committee is going to keep the warrior's name, so it's going to be the Wakefield Warriors, but they voted to get rid of the Indian as the mascot of the Wakefield Warriors. So who's doing that? Who's doing that? That's me, by the way, in case. That was me in Bangor, Maine, before I introduced Donald Trump at a rally in the 2016 campaign. Anyway, so they're having a vote today in Wakefield, just the town of Wakefield. You can vote whether you want to keep the Indian mascot to go along with the name Wakefield Warriors. It's a non-binding referendum. But it's been very controversial and a very heated election, believe it or not. Dozens of lawn signs dot front yards in Wakefield throughout town, some urging the school committee to keep the mascot, others advocating for its removal. And as my texter said, tell people to go out and vote in Wakefield. Don't let Wakefield become Wokefield. So maybe the school committee will. That's a pretty good line. I'm sure it's in common usage in Wakefield, but you know, at least give the school committee some instructions about what you want them to do. Save the Indian, save the chief. All right, time now for the chump line.
John Kerry, who better to save the earth and all its wildlife? He flies like a squirrel and sings like a canary.
Somebody wrote today, and I thought it was a really good point. If Joe Biden really thought that climate change was going to destroy the earth, would he put John Kerry in charge of saving the planet? I mean, even as far gone as Joe Biden is, he has to know that John Kerry isn't much good for any negotiations other than getting rid of the fire hydrant in front of his mansion on Beacon Hill and maybe negotiating a prenup with one of his billionaire heiress wives, plural wives.
And they say big tobacco is corrupt. I've never seen corruption like I've seen in big ketchup.
We'll have to go over the John Kerry story. He really appears to be full of it. He did tell this Iranian that the Israelis were taking out Iranian targets in Syria, and now he's denying it. And you know, as one of his Yankee forebears once said, the louder he spoke of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons. And in his case, the faster we counted our ketchup packets. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the wise words of Martin Lamazny, the Mahatma of the West End. Never write if you can speak, never speak if you can nod, never nod if you can wink. To which we would offer the following addendum. Don't ever, ever, ever tweet.
The Biden administration is working on new taxes that we haven't even conceived of yet.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. It's a it's going to be a return to normalcy, if normalcy is the Obama administration.
Hi, you've reached 911. If you're a Democrat and wish to request a social worker, please press 1. If you're an independent and need a fire professional, please press 2. If you're a Republican and are asking for a policeman, hang up and push 3.
What did John Kennedy say? He keeps refining his statement about whether you need cops. Cut 26.
Many members of the media have a narrative, and they only want to cherry pick and pick instances which show cops at their worst. I've said it before. If you hate cops just because they're cops, then feel free to call a criminal, call a meth head the next time you get in trouble.
Exactly.
I can dance if I want to. I can dance anytime. I can dance before August 1st. COVID can kiss my behind.
Yeah, you're going to get snitched out by a Karen to the Department of Public Health line, or maybe the Department of Labor snitch line, or maybe your local municipal mayor's or town's snitch line. How many snitch lines do you figure we have in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? How many snitch lines do you figure we have nationwide? I'll bet there's thousands of them. Thousands in every state in the union. And I'll bet they're humming at all hours of the day and night.
Charlie Parker here. Let me tell you, the science is settled. You can go outside now. Maybe without a... Well, yeah, you can go outside without a mask. I made up my mind. Yeah, that's what you can do.
Yeah, you know, we've been saying, too, that he always waits until after a big holiday when businesses, restaurants can make a lot of money before he relaxes any kind of draconian lockdown rules and regulations. He's done it again. I think Mother's Day is May 9th, and so one of the relaxation dates is May 10th.
Lovey, when I host the Iranian foreign minister at the Chanticleer, I'll have the eggs Benedict Arnold.
Very well put. I don't think he's ever had the Iranian foreign minister over to Nantucket, but that's probably if he did, that's where they would go for dinner. He loves the Chanticleer Inn, even though he lives on Martha's Vineyard now. He's downsized to a $12 million mansion. It's within easy biking distance of Barack Obama's place on the seashore, which is also going to be flooded in about 9 years when the world comes to a watery end.
Dr. Fauci is like a freaking seesaw. Every week there's a new mask law. All pandemic long, this quack's been wrong. The fact he's still around really sticks in my craw.
Couldn't agree with you more. Was it one? Some doctor said today that he talked to Governor DeSantis, and he was amazed at how much Governor DeSantis had studied it, and that he knew more about the plague, the panic, than most epidemiologists. Of course, the ones we got in Massachusetts, it wouldn't take much to know more than they do, considering how badly they've handled the entire situation from start to finish.
They say August 1st, the mask mandate ends. What they didn't tell you is that the day after Labor Day, it begins anew.
A texter speculated that Charlie Parker may still want to run for a third term, as disastrous as that would be for all concerned, and that he may want to get the state pretty much opened up so he can do some polling to see how much this has affected him. I don't think anybody's going to look back on this with a nostalgia and, you know, wistfulness, to wishing for its return. Even the Karens, I think, are eventually going to come out of the out of their trances and realize what a disaster this whole thing has been.
Howie, I'm really going to miss the mask mandate. It kept my more liberal relatives at bay.
You know, the mask was really good for Joe Biden, though, wasn't it? When he would come off the helicopter or something like that. Like when he said, for instance, crisis at the border. Remember that? He said it a couple of weeks ago, and everybody said, wow, this is a big deal. He said you couldn't use the word crisis, and then he used the word crisis. But you never heard much sound of that, did you? You know why? Because he was wearing a mask when he said it. You couldn't understand what he said unless you were up within 2 feet of him.
Lovey, did you hear that simpleton Genghis Carr stumbling on the word sagacious yesterday? That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Any copywriter should know that trisyllabic words are beyond the ability of plebeians with a Deerfield education.
That may be true, but I can spell it. Most of the words I can't pronounce, I can spell.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. It is the toll-free service, and if you want to call it, go to 1-844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear more chump line messages, we have a second chump line with the extra added messages. It's called Chopped Chumps. We post it every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the sagacious words of Martin Lamazny, the Mahatma of the West End. Never write if you can speak, never speak if you can nod, never nod if you can wink. And to which we would offer the following addendum: don't ever, ever, ever tweet.
I can dance if I want to. I can dance anytime. I can dance before August 1st. COVID can kiss my behind.
Charlie Parker would tell you you're a dancing fool then, because COVID will kill you before August 1st. After August 1st, we'll let you go. Ollie oxen free. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day introductory supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. They're both great products. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in the California governor's special election, Gavin Newsom or Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner.
93% now say
wow.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I thought it would be a big victory for Caitlyn, but I didn't know it would be of these proportions. I thought it would be about 80-20. But, you know, Gavin has done a really bang-up job, hasn't he, as governor? Plus, he's related to Nancy Pelosi, as if he didn't have enough reason to vote against him. 844-500-4242. Sherry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
It is such an honor to talk to you. I just wanted to catch a couple of things. As a Native American, I've been wanting to call, and now I really want to. I am so disappointed in all of this stuff with the Redskins losing their names and this and everything in the
Indians.
State of Maine.
Don't forget the Indians. Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget us. You know, I mean...
No, I mean the Cleveland Indians.
And all of that.
Chief Wahoo.
Oh, that too. Wow, Chief Wahoo. Actually, that's one of my relatives. but up there in Cleveland... No, seriously, the Cleveland Indians. Louis Sockalexis right up there in Old Town Maine. So yeah. It has a lot to do with our heart and our love with sports and everything in New England. And, you know, we're just here, and I'm telling you, I really care that you call out and talk to us and everything. And thank you so much for being there.
Sherry, how is it racist to have a respectful logo of an Indian chief as the symbol for the high school Wakefield Warriors? I mean, so what are they going to do? Replace it with some crazy bird flying around or a tornado? I mean, wouldn't anybody rather have a proud Indian warrior as the symbol of their football team or their basketball team?
Oh, absolutely. I was devastated when I heard that the Washington Redskins, who I used to watch football with my dad when I was little, when all of this came down, and I'm like, I have no disrespect in that or whatever. I encourage it. I think it's a wonderful history and a value for our children and our future and our spirituality and our love for everything else. And it broke my heart. There
yeah.
should not be this happening.
I think I've seen polls that say that most of the Native American population liked the name Redskins, and they didn't think anything of it. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. Again, there's a vote in Wakefield, Massachusetts today. It's a non-binding referendum. But if you can stop Wakefield from becoming Wokefield and vote for the Indian mascot, and they're going to still be named the Warriors, but they want to do away with the Indian mascot. It's just... That was racist for Howie Carr to say that. I wasn't saying it about an Indian. I was saying it about a fake Indian named Elizabeth Warren. She has blue eyes and blonde hair. I know an Indian can have blue eyes and blonde hair, but she's not one of them. Thanks for the call, Sherry. Ryan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hi, how are you doing, Howie?
Good.
I just heard a comment you made about religions normally taking, I think you said like a decade or a couple of decades.
I think they take longer than that, most of them. They take a long time, most religions,
yeah,
I think.
I knew it was some number like that, yeah. But you just mentioned about COVID. And
yes.
Compared to that, it is similar to a religion. Compared to that, it's taken over like in, I don't know, not even a year or a little over a year. I don't think it has taken that short of a time. I think that this is just kind of the latest expression in people having like a religious...
Well, they need some kind of... Everybody, human nature, you know, we need something to believe in. But this just seems like something really not productive to believe in. There's no heaven, only purgatory and limbo. Thanks for the call, Ryan. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 617 says the high school team in Stoneham are named the Spartans. As a Greek American, I'm deeply offended. Yeah, that brings up a good point. Sparta was a very repressive society. Didn't they have mostly slaves? I think they called them helots. Helots. Are the helots going to get the reparations from the Stoneham Spartans for all those centuries of forced labor? Systemic classism, if not racism? 844-500-4242. 508 says, that's a great line. COVID is a religion where there's no heaven, only hell and limbo. Keep using that line. I think I actually said only purgatory and limbo, but I could throw that in too. COVID is a religion where there's no heaven, only hell, purgatory, and limbo. There'll be more, those names, especially limbo, will be more familiar to the Roman Catholic listeners out there. But I won't get into it. Just look it up on Google it, and you can find out what it means. But again, there's no payoff with this religion. And you know, it doesn't have to be heaven or paradise. It can just be a religion that gives you some kind of peace of mind as you go through this life, you know. But what peace of mind do you get from following the tenets of the Pope of Panic Porn, Dr. Fauci, and his cardinals, among them Charlie Parker and Gretchen Whitmer and Janet Mills and Pritzker and Tim Walz, et cetera, Tom Wolfe, all these fools. Anyway. We'll talk more about this in a little while. Wanted to talk just a minute. We'll take some more calls. Everybody, hang on the line. I just wanted to mention this Kerry story. As you probably know by now, there was a tape that was leaked. It was the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who's like an associate, a negotiating partner of John Kerry's. He passes for a liberal in Tehran, I guess. But he was having a conversation with one of his friends, and somehow the conversation was leaked. And Mohammad Javad Zarif, the foreign minister of Iran, said that Kerry had told him that there were 200 strikes on Iranian targets in Syria, and they were all done by the Israelis. And he wasn't trying to embarrass, apparently, if you, I guess, study the full context of the conversation, he wasn't trying to embarrass Kerry. He was just saying that, I'm so in the dark from the Iranian military, because I'm a civilian, and, you know, I'm not a hardliner, that I had to find out what was going on in Syria with our incursions, our support of the Shiite Alawite regime. I had to find it out from an American rather than the Iranian military that was handling it. But I mean, it's very embarrassing, and it's just so classic John Kerry that he would be revealing what appear to be American secrets. And so the defense is, well, everybody knew, it came out, I guess, in 2018 that the Israelis were attacking these Iranian installations in Syria. And so John Kerry says, I never told, his exact quote here is, I can tell you that this story and these allegations are unequivocally false. This never happened either when I was Secretary of State or since. But we know that Kerry and Zarif were continuing their conversations after Donald Trump became president. And so he says that conversations never happened, but one of his defenders, Ben Rhodes, the failed short story writer and bus driver for Barack Obama, who then went to work in the White House, Ben Rhodes says, well, if he told him everybody knew that because it had come out in the news. So they have two different conflicting stories of excuse. Number one, he didn't tell him. Number two, he did tell him, but it was common knowledge because it was in the press. So Dan Sullivan, who's a senator from Alaska, he called on Kerry to resign. And the point here is not that he's the climate czar, because that's BS and everybody knows it's BS. But he's on the National Security Council, too. That was kind of the sop, so that he would have a semi-real position in the administration so he could be on the National Security Council. So how could you have somebody on the National Security Council, which entitles him to basically get to know everything that American intelligence, such as it is, turns up, if he's talking to members, even if they're the more softline pro-Western members of the mullahs regime? You can't have somebody like that on the National Security Council, can you? Here's Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska. One, cut one.
Madam President, I rise today on the Senate floor to call for the resignation of John Kerry as a member of the Biden administration's National Security Council. Now, Madam President, I don't do this lightly. As a matter of fact, in my entire time in the Senate, I've never called for anyone's resignation. But his record, John Kerry's record, of undermining working families and working against American national security interests is too much to bear. He needs to go.
He does. He does. Meanwhile, John Kerry had this to say today.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
For Iran. Sharon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sharon.
Good evening, Howie. Thank you again for taking my call. I had picked up a little bit on the news late today that you were discussing some name changes, et cetera, and I only take up a minute. I wanted you and the listeners to be alerted that Medford, Massachusetts, during the last 6 months, has had an issue brought up before this school committee, and it was a slam dunk vote to remove the name of the Columbus School in South Medford. As you know, South Medford has been mainly occupied many years ago up to the present Italian, and
right.
They fought very long and hard for the name. So now one individual came up, I'll give you like three lines. I wrote an article which I'm going to send to you via mail, Howie, for the paper. The title is In Medford, Goodbye Columbus, Not So Fast. I wanted to see some proof about these slaves who were allegedly raped some Indians. That's why they wanted to take the name down.
We had on a new biographer of Christopher Columbus last year, Sharon, and this is all BS. This is all this stuff out of these left-wing history books that have been promoted over the past maybe 25, 30 years. This is all BS. You learned that, right?
Yeah, I agree. And I wrote in here another line. I'm not going to go into the whole thing, of course, we're in our ear time. I said that things change over time. Even, you know, drunken Uncle Joe, who rehabbed, you're never going to let him in your house again. Do you wear the same clothes from 20 years ago? Of course not. These movements, actually, even with the Indians now, who I think are very bold, very brave, and very proud to have a name on a helmet, I would be, that the bad will overtake the good. In society, will snuff the good that everyone has done, like brilliant navigation.
Sharon, are they just trying to get rid of the name Columbus, or have they done it already?
Oh, they voted it out. So now there's a group going again to another meeting, I think, because they said now they're looking for name change options. We don't want a name change. We want the name to be held. So they're getting more signatures, I guess, or they have some group involved that does some, foreign, legal processing on issues like this. So I haven't heard back from my friends yet.
Okay, leave your name with the call screener, okay? And I'll put somebody in touch with you, because I know some of the Italian groups that were trying to prevent the statue of Christopher Columbus in the North End from being taken down permanently. I think it's been moved, but it's been saved to a degree, and we'll see if we can get you some help trying to save the name of the Columbus School. Thank you, Sharon. Joel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joel. You there, Joel?
Hi,
Hi.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Hey, Howie, it's pretty funny how this segued in. I got a real quick question for you. I don't want to sound like an idiot. What does Karen mean?
Karen is just a generic name for people who are I use it for man, male or female, who is just out of their mind over COVID and just wants to rat somebody out. Just someone who can't stand, who Karen saw you not wearing a mask as you walked into the supermarket, or saw you not social distancing at the checkout counter, or saw you not wearing a mask on a bicycle path in your town.
The term actually
existed.
It existed before COVID. It was more a generic term for somebody who would asked to speak to the manager over something very minuscule or things along that line.
Yeah. It's just, and you know, we did a poll question a couple of weeks ago. We said, what should be the name of a male Karen? And I voted for Karen, but I think it came down to Brad. My daughter was just down here last week visiting me, and she said, she went over to a coffee shop, and she came back to our place and said, I just ran into Brad. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Taylor? Should it be Brad for a male Karen or not? I'm sticking with Karen.
I like just Karen. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a very generic name.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I don't. I want to be woke. You know, what's wrong with having a male named Karen? You know, it doesn't matter. Thanks for the call, there, Joel. 844-500-4242. You know what I miss? A true, real break. Not a running away from your life break where you hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned, a shortcut to give yourself something that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets me skip the grocery store. Lets me skip the Karens, the Brads, whatever you want to call them. Who try to make your life miserable and just make your life a headache. This isn't some kind of takeout food or some space food that you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. I got my menus here: Tex-Mex pork enchilada bowls, buffalo spice crispy chicken cutlets, Cheddar Wonder Burgers and Old Bay Fries. These are the ones I've made down here in Florida. I'll be ordering some more when I get back to Massachusetts next week so I don't have to deal with all the Karens at the Whole Foods nearby. And they're even in the market baskets. HelloFresh helps me avoid the Karens and all the hassle of going to the supermarket. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. You also get these easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. They provide everything for you, all top-quality ingredients, including the seasonings. And you know something else you can feel good about? HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
207 says a male who masks shames anyone has already turned in his man card, so Karen is entirely appropriate. Other people want it to be Richard or Gary. I don't think so. I think I'm sticking with Karen. With Brad as the fallback. Some say Chad. 413, I live in Ware, Massachusetts, proud home of the Ware High School Indians. No plans on changing the name. The town also voted for Trump in 16 and 20. Not a coincidence. No, I'm sure it's not a coincidence. 844-500-4242. That's ridiculous that they would change the name of the Columbus School in South Medford, a heavily Italian-American part of Middlesex County. Ridiculous. What, one complaint and they want to change the name? This is this situation is totally out of control. James Carville even admitted it in an interview that just appeared today. You know, the raging Cajun who worked for Bill Clinton, the guy who said it's amazing what happens when you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park. He said wokeness is the Democrats' big problem, and everybody knows it's true, but they won't say it because they're going to get canceled. But, you know, he's old and he doesn't have to worry, so he was willing to say it. 844-500-4242. Of course, he's not going to do anything about it, but he said it anyway. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Any Italian-American official that stood by and watched them eliminate Columbus and Columbus Day should bow their heads in shame, because that day is to commemorate the largest lynching in American history of 11 Italians in New Orleans. And
yep.
Many, many other lynchings that happened against Italians down in the South. Ironically, one of the lynchings were by African-Americans. And that biggest lynching, they cut up them in little pieces and passed them out as souvenirs. So you Italian-American official, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
I know. The city of New Orleans finally issued a formal apology. I mean, it's kind of meaningless, but they finally, the Italian lobbying groups finally got the city to apologize for that lynching. What happened was the chief of police in, this was about in the 1890s, I think, the chief of police was assassinated by an Italian, so they just started rounding up all the Sicilians in town, and a mob gathered, and they brought him out and they gave him up and they lynched him. And, you know, the thing is, lynchings were mainly of black people. But I think until very near the end of the lynching period, at least a quarter of the people that were lynched were white. And in places like California, most of the people that were lynched were white. And they used to take pictures and make postcards of the lynched people. If you look around on the internet, you can find them. And a lot of them are white. And as Joe just said, in New Orleans, it was 11 Italians that were lynched. And it's, you know, everybody has had it tough at some point, if not in the U.S., somewhere else. Every ethnic group has been oppressed at one time or another. Maybe the blacks had it worse than in the United States many, many, many years ago. But, you know, everybody has suffered. Everybody, every ethnic group. Karen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Karen.
Karen, and we talked a couple of weeks ago. I'm driving home from Massachusetts to Maine, and I'm listening to you with Stay Away from Those Karens. And again, I'm just laughing because I can't help but think I'm the furthest thing from one of those Karens. I love your show. just I think you're awesome. And like I said, we're just in the Topsfield area heading back to the great state of Maine. And I'm just laughing because my son's with me, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, we have such a bad rep, the name Karen.
This, too, shall pass, Karen. Thanks for the call. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. Okay, no time. Okay, we're out of time. When we come back, we're going to talk about the relaxation of the rules with Robert Walker from Apex Entertainment and the 110 Grill. 844-500-4242. We'll take a lot more calls in the next hour of the show. I'm Howie Carr.